local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Thursday, Blue Angel Thursday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. We do have scheduled anyway at about 5:30 this afternoon, President Biden being described as a high-stakes news conference where he will be flying solo, answering questions from the media for the first time since November. We will carry that for you live. Of course, there has been a lot of calls from Democrats for him to drop his reelection bid so far. The president has said that he is has no intention of withdrawing from the race. That is really our top two stories, a collection of them, as there are more than a dozen congressional Democrats calling for the president to drop out of the presidential race. So again, bottom of the hour, at some point we will have his news conference airing live right here on News Radio Pensacola. Also today, with the NATO summit in Washington wrapping up, President Biden announcing new military aid for Ukraine.
Together we are preserving Ukraine's independence and freedom, and these are historic actions that will protect the world from similar wars.
That is, of course, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian president. As the president of the United States laid out commitments to help Ukraine bolster its air defense against Russia, Biden says allies are showing the world they stand with Ukraine in fighting off Russia's invasion. NATO allies gathered in D.C. this week to mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance. That's a look at our top three stories today. We'll get local headlines, a lot happening there as well, right after traffic and weather, starting with Alan Strum.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95, and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads, what's not going on the roads here? Let's see. We got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also got some backups closer to downtown if you're on Cervantes traveling westbound towards I-110. Then it's going to be some backups on Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox as well. Also, Pine Forest Road dealing with some typical evening congestion traveling both north and southbound, whether it be you're approaching 9 Mile Road or coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway a little bit if you're traveling northbound towards 3 Mile Road, and a good deal if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, along with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
Hot weather.
We already did that, didn't we?
Yes.
Let's look here at local headlines. The Scambia County leaders celebrating Beulah's new state-of-the-art fire station. The Bradshaw McNair Fire Station officially opened today with a ribbon-cutting ceremony named after the late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and retired Chief Steve McNair, who talked to Channel 3.
The way that Beulah is growing, it needed a new station. It was long overdue.
And the station, located directly behind the former station, and includes four truck bays and a community meeting and training room. Scambia County's Clerk of Court and Comptroller is setting up a new division in her office with the goal of preventing fraud and providing better transparency into government spending. According to the PNJ, it's called the Office of Independent Internal Audit, and it launched in May. Pam Childer says the office will be led by John Green, Chief Audit Executive, who brings more than 30 years of experience in internal auditing and risk assessment. Today, the Scambia Sheriff's Office says drug house number 27 has been closed in the county. On Wednesday, the Sheriff's Office SWAT team and narcotics unit conducted a search warrant at a home on Pace Boulevard, and during the search, investigators found 303 grams of meth and over 30 grams of oxycodone pills, three weapons and ammunition as well. 49-year-old David Runyon was taken into custody and charged with trafficking, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and drug and paraphernalia possession. Next month, Milton's City Council will take up the second reading of an ordinance that could, in effect, limit the mayor's ability to conduct meetings as they see fit. It's the latest episode in the ongoing power struggle and disputes between individual council members and the mayor.
The purpose of this ordinance is to protect procedural votes and points of order that the council raises that have been historically, over the past year and a half, 2 years, been overruled, disregarded, interrupted, or shouted down by the chair of any specific meeting.
And that was City Attorney Alex Andrade. While some residents believe it's an effort to limit their ability to speak, the ordinance appears to focus more on giving individual council members the opportunity to call for a point of order if they believe at any time the mayor or presiding individual is, quote, failing to ensure decorum is observed. National Defense Authorization Act is still making its way through the Senate, and it's important because the bill includes much-needed funding for a child care facility at NAS Whiting Field. Last month, Senator Rick Scott announced that the $3 million was included to pay for a new 20,000-square-foot child care facility to replace the current aging facility, which is around 78 years old. And the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition says that the facility is unable to provide affordable care for kids under 6 years old, which is, of course, a big need for young military families. We'll take a break there. 517 State and National News coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Here's a question for Christians. What year was it that you were saved? I'm asking, when were you converted to Christ? And I'm not asking, when were you baptized or when did you receive the Lord's Supper? I'm not asking about religious works that you have done, but I'm asking you, when did you receive the work that Christ has done for you? When was it that you were convicted about your sin? When was it that you called on Christ to save you from the consequences of your sin? When did you seek God's forgiveness? For me, it was June of 1988. When was it for you? If you have never received Christ's forgiveness, the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join the fun at the 4th Annual Sensory Street on Sunday, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Downtown Museum of Commerce. Come on out of the heat and bring the family to this fun-free community event. Dance, plant, count, play music, and make some fun memories. Sensory Street is hosted by Autism Pensacola, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, and sponsored by many other community supporters. For more information, visit autismpensacola.org. See you soon at Sensory Street.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
Your home is your place of comfort, so who can you trust to come into your home to update your countertops and leave them more beautiful than before? Gray's Granite is committed to creating your dream kitchen or bathroom and ensures excellence with every job. All of their technicians are well qualified, licensed, and insured, a cut above the rest. Gray's Granite strives to lead the industry in solid stone while servicing the local community with high-quality custom work. Gray's Granite, 3141 Potter Street, online at graysgranite.com.
Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
I always love to just randomly put like the oldest song I can find is one of the bumpers. I know you love it as much as I do.
No, I mean, it's fine. Yeah, it's
it's catchy. It's catchy.
It is catchy. Who is this?
The Silhouettes. The name of the song is Get a Job.
All right.
Which we have running this show.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can request some bumpers now that we're thinking about old time music.
I was about to say, like, yeah, you mean an old, like, another oldie.
How about Under the Boardwalk, because it's summer, right? You got the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. It's blues weekend. Let's go Under the Boardwalk. Let's do that sometime this hour.
Who's that by?
I think it's the Drifters, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right. Yeah, the Drifters.
So, yeah, 523. Thank you so much for that. And we'll press on with our state headlines today. Florida's anti-riot law is being used to charge a Hillsborough County woman suspected of stirring up unrest at a roller skating rink last May. Hillsborough Sheriff Chad Cronister says the Astro Skate Rink canceled a party for a woman's daughter because she didn't hire off-duty deputies for security.
She even tells all her followers and during her live stream that she has money and she's willing to pay individuals to come down and riot.
The sheriff says that the woman allegedly responded by urging social media followers to tear the place up. Deputies made 26 arrests. A 16-year-old was thrown through a barbershop window. The law was passed after the George Floyd protest and was recently upheld by the state Supreme Court.
And an investigation is underway following the crash of a small plane in South Florida that claimed two lives. It happened Wednesday afternoon near North Palm Beach County General Aviation Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board says that the Piper PA-28 was taken off when it crashed into a marsh at the end of the runway. Two men were pulled from the water and pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital.
A man on death row will stay there in connection to the murder of a Tampa Bay child more than 5 years ago. The Florida Supreme Court unanimously upheld the sentence for 48-year-old Tyrone Johnson today. He was previously convicted in the deadly shooting of his girlfriend and her 10-year-old son at an apartment back in 2018. The defense tried to argue that the crime scene was poorly managed, potentially disrupting evidence.
And fewer people appear to be losing their jobs across the state of Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports that the number of first-time unemployment claims stood at 6,400 in the week ending July 6th. That's a drop of more than 500 from the week before. The decrease marks the fourth consecutive week that new unemployment claims have fallen. Before we get into our national headlines here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Got some pretty heavy backups on Pine Forest Road. This is if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Also got some backups on 9 Mile Road itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Got some minor backups there. The last few major spots in Pensacola are going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling northbound towards 3 Mile Bridge, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Hot weather will continue for the next several days. We'll have highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Heat index values will be up in the triple digits. The weather mainly sunny, too. We'll see a little bit of cloud cover in the skies at times, and there is a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but rain chances are really on the low side, just at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our national news today, more than a million customers in the Houston area remain without power after Hurricane Beryl swept through the state on Monday.
About 500,000 customers we currently expect to have outages that go into next week.
CenterPoint Energy says that it's been in business for over 100 years and called it the largest outage in their history. The lack of power restoration has led to a lot of frustration as residents deal with the life-threatening temperatures this week.
And a Texas detective is dead, shot early this morning in what authorities are calling an ambush. It all started Wednesday night at a Little Caesars Pizza in Northeast Houston, where a customer, upset that his order was wrong, allegedly pulled a gun on an employee, pistol-whipped him, and then fled in a vehicle. The unidentified Harris County detective reported that he had found the car and another deputy speaking on the phone with him heard what sounded like an ambush. The detective and his car were found riddled with bullets. The suspect is still on the loose, but investigators say that they think they know who he is.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is filing articles of impeachment against Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. The articles introduced Wednesday cite the failure by the justices to disclose gifts from individuals with business before the court, as well as their refusal to recuse themselves from cases they or their family members had close ties to.
And speaking of the Supreme Court, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing two pieces of legislation that she says would reform it.
It's simply outrageous. Federal judges and especially Supreme Court justices should be above reproach. Even the appearance of impropriety undermines the public trust. We need to hold our justices accountable, and we need to limit how long they are allowed to serve.
The Democrat says one of the bills would require the Supreme Court to create a streamlined and open process to receive ethics complaints and improve transparency around gifts and conflicts of interests. It comes after multiple Supreme Court justices were accused of accepting lavish gifts, luxury trips, and failing to disclose conflicts of interest. Another bill would get rid of the Supreme Court justices' lifetime appointments and impose an 18-year term limit.
Rescue teams say they pulled 54 people from the Rio Grande late Tuesday night near El Paso. Crews from Texas and New Mexico worked with Border Patrol to rescue the migrants, some of whom were suffering from hypothermia. Fire officials say smugglers who had told the migrants to hide in the water, and some had been there up to 4 hours.
And Georgia Senator John Ossoff has introduced a bill aimed at stopping members of Congress from owning stock in private companies. The bill would also prohibit congressional spouses and children from owning shares. The bipartisan bill aims to add transparency, as congressional leaders have at times faced scrutiny over their personal investments in the stock market. After being sworn into office in 2021, Ossoff placed his own stock market investments into a qualified blind trust.
And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's corruption trial could end up in the hands of the jury soon.
Menendez has pleaded not guilty to 16 felony counts stemming from an alleged bribery scheme. New Jersey's senior senator is accused of accepting cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes from New Jersey businessmen in exchange for political favors. In lengthy closing arguments in Manhattan Wednesday, Menendez's lawyer called the evidence against his client rotten to the core, adding, if you cannot trace the cash and gold, you must acquit. Lawyers for the senator's co-defendants also delivered closing arguments, with one lawyer continuing to today. The prosecution will give a rebuttal, and the judge will then instruct the jury before deliberations can begin. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio, New York.
All right, thank you very much. 5:30 right now, again, waiting for the president's news conference, his first solo news conference since November, with a growing number of Democrats calling on him to step down. As soon as it starts, we'll hop in.
I'm John Saucier. As the NATO summit wraps up, President Biden continuing to get calls to step out of the race from donors after his debate performance. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the president was tired at a fundraising event held by actor George Clooney.
The person that showed up, that fundraiser, was a human being, like any of us, exhausted. But as it relates to the debate, that's a whole different debate and conversation.
At that NATO summit, the president announced more aid for a new multi-country compact to support Ukraine. On the Fox News Channel, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says the White House can no longer hide what he believes to be the president's cognitive decline.
Most Americans saw up close and personal during the debate that Joe Biden isn't physically fit to be president.
Well, the White House says that the president gets regular neurological exams as part of his yearly physical. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in North Carolina today, by the way. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The federal budget deficit was just over $1.25 trillion in the first 9 months of the fiscal year, according to the Treasury Department. That current deficit represents a 9% drop compared to the same period last year. For the year-to-date, revenues are 10% higher than during the same period in fiscal year 2023, while spending is 5% higher. Wholesale giant Costco is upping its membership roughly 6 months after having new corporate leadership. The retailer announcing yesterday that annual fees will now cost $65, up from $60 previously for U.S. and Canada Gold Star business and business add-on members. This marks the first membership fee hike since 2017. U.S. stocks finished today's session lower. The Dow Jones gained 32 points, while the S&P 500 fell nearly 50, and the NASDAQ tumbled 364 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. At one point, Kawhi Leonard was a feared silent assassin who could slay the biggest dragons on a basketball court. The once great star, though, is no more. The two-time NBA Finals MVP wasn't available for the Clippers at the end of the year because of knee inflammation, and now no one is surprised that he won't be able to give it a go for Team USA in the Olympics. We once expected Kawhi to always deliver on the big stage, but now because of injuries, we can't expect anything out of him, and that's sad to see. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place that Andrew McKay and Dave Ramsey recommends. Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway, and also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course, the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. That's a very good song choice, by the way, yeah. Joe. Very, very fitting for the summer beach theme here. Alrighty, let's see. Got a lot of stuff going on the roads here. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, still got some pretty heavy backups there. Same with Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also, Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98. The last major spot in Pensacola is going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. However, beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and we may have a little bit of backups developing on Caroline Street or Highway 90. That's if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard.
All right, Alan, with the weather.
Hot weather will continue for the next several days. We'll have highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Heat index values will be up in the triple digits. The weather mainly sunny, too. We'll see a little bit of cloud covering the skies at times, and there is a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but rain chances are really on the low side, just at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Biden news conference has not started yet, right, to the surprise of absolutely nobody. I didn't think there was any way, because, of course, you've got the world newscasts, the network news starting at 5:30. So I don't think they were just going to bump them off. You know, they want to get the preamble,
right,
and all that. So we'll see. But we are, of course, monitoring that, and we'll carry that here. Let's see. 5:39, Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, let's see. So we've got some Wimbledon news here. The women's semifinals are now complete. 7-seed Jasmine Paolini beat Donna Vekic in 3 sets to advance to the final. Meanwhile, 4-seed Elena Rybakina fell in 3 sets to 31-seed Barbara Kikova. I think I did better that time, but nonetheless, very difficult names to pronounce there. I'm sorry, ladies. Let's see. Also, we do have some MLB action tonight. Getting underway in a little over 10 minutes. We've got Rays versus Yankees at 5:50. We'll give a score update on that probably this time next hour. And then we've got Marlins at Astros at 7:10 and Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. So those are some local teams to look out for there. Sticking with the MLB theme, we've got the field for the Home Run Derby being set. Adolis Garcia of the Texas Rangers and Teoscar Hernandez of the Los Angeles Dodgers have been announced as the final two competitors in the eight-player field. They'll be joined by Pete Alonso of the Mets, Philadelphia's Alec Boehm, Baltimore's Gunnar Henderson, Atlanta's Marcell Ozuna, Cleveland's Jose Ramirez, and Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans bringing in former LSU and Seahawks safety Jamal Adams. The team is signing him to a one-year prove-it deal. He's just appeared in 10 games over the last two seasons. Then it's the NBA. Team USA knocking off Canada 86-72 in exhibition play leading up to the Paris Olympics later this month. Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves came off the bench to pace the team with 13 points while knocking down 60% of his shots from the field. And then LA's Anthony Davis recorded a double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds to go along with four blocks. Speaking of the NBA, it's locked in a new media rights deal. According to The Athletic, the new deal will net the league approximately $76 billion over 11 years from Disney, NBC, and Amazon. The league's new TV deal almost triples the current agreement, which ends after the 24-25 season. The previous media deal was worth $2.67 billion annually, and the new contract will begin in 25-26 and end in 36-37. Turner Sports is not part of the new agreement. Inside the NBA, that's
one. We've talked about this before. Looks like NBA on NBC is going to be back, which I'm excited for. I mean, not to take away from TNT and Turner, because of course their Inside the NBA is probably the best pregame show of any sport, really.
Cast is splendid.
Yeah, the cast. So, but of course, for people and basketball fans that are around my age or older, we certainly are going to have all sorts of nostalgic feelings over the NBA and NBC through the '90s.
Was it that that you 2000s. Said? Was it that you said that you that really had good theme music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I remember us talking about that before. It's a big deal. You know, we see the Inside the NBA thing falling through, but then we've got the whole SEC on CBS, you know, people saying, oh, man, that's a bummer. You know, that magic's not going to be captured on CBS anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's a little bit
things
melancholy.
Change. You know, I remember when, you know, back in the 90s, the NFL was with NBC and CBS. Right. And then Fox takes over. They get the NFC package. And everyone's like, oh, you know, NBC, what are they going to do? Well, you know, they get Sunday Night Football. And then, of course, they're back in the Super Bowl rotation now. And, you know, things change networks a lot more frequently than we probably like them to, because we get used to certain things. There was a time when the SEC wasn't on CBS.
Right.
But, you know, I think...
Well, they had that deal. ABC, they got that deal in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
ABC, ESPN will treat the SEC very well. I have no doubts about that. But, I think when it comes to the college football TV landscape, that college football fans in general, I think, are going to be treated very well, because you have... in each of the time windows, you have marquee games on different networks. So, you've got Fox, who has taken over the noon slot with Big Noon Kickoff. You've got ABC, ESPN are going to be loaded up with SEC games. You're going to have typically a marquee Big Ten game at 2:30 on CBS. And then also NBC has a marquee Big Ten game as well in primetime. So,
and NBC still has Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, they've had that. Now, that's a deal that's really lasted
a while. Yeah. But anyway, 5:45, we'll get another check of the roads and weather, Austin.
Well, let's see. There doesn't appear to be too much going on. Hopefully, we're getting to that point where things are starting to die down just a little. We're going to have the most problems on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Maybe a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard here and there if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 as well. Then it's going to be 9 Mile, just a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but that's not too severe. The last major spots are going to be, Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and I was going to say Highway 90 traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly just about cleared out. Yay.
All right. And Alan's got the weather update.
The weather over the next several days, sunny and hot. That's what we'll mainly see around the area. Of course, there is a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up, but rain chances are definitely not on the high side. We're looking at about a 30% chance for a shower or storm Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But hot highs between 90 and 95, and heat index values will be up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Health Business and Science notes today, Elon Musk says his brain tech startup Neuralink is just about ready for its second patient. The first ever patient, paralyzed from the shoulders down, received a Neuralink implant last winter. And while there have been some noted technical issues, the device still allows him to perform activities like playing chess and video games. Musk announced yesterday they hope to implant the system into a second human patient within the next week or so.
And Costco members will have to pay more starting this fall. The company has announced it's increasing the annual membership fee between $5 and $10. The cost of the Gold Star membership will go from $60 to $65 annually, while the premium executive membership will increase from $120 to $130 as the first fee increase for Costco members in 7 years and will take effect September 1st.
Half of cancer deaths, rather, among American adults 30 and over are linked to bad behavior. A new study from the American Cancer Society says these modifiable risk factors include smoking, drinking, diet, and not being vaccinated. Smoking was the most common, causing 30% of all cancer deaths. Excess body weight came in second.
And a new report shows inflation is cooling faster than expected. The Consumer Price Index report, a key inflation gauge, came in lower for June than most analysts had expected. Today's numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the CPI declined 0.1% over the previous month and increased just 3% year over year. It showed gas prices dropping, but rent prices increasing. The results could be seen as welcome news for Federal Reserve officials looking for further evidence that they're making progress in getting rapid inflation under control.
And Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. This coming after the release of the CPI, showing the annual inflation rate is down to 3%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 32 points to 39,753. The S&P 500 lost 49 to 55,84. The NASDAQ dropped by 364 points to 18,283.
And moving on to some pop culture headlines here, actress Shelley Duvall is dead at the age of 85. According to multiple reports, she died in her sleep due to complications from diabetes at her home in Blanco, Texas. She is best known for her role in The Shining, of course. She's also known for appearing in McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Thieves Like Us.
A crime scene tech says she found live rounds of ammunition all over the Rust movie set after the cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed.
How many rounds altogether did you discover that you thought were suspected live rounds on the set of Rust?
Five and the spent casing, so six in total.
While on the witness stand in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial, Marissa Popel said the prop truck was disorganized and many of the boxes of real and dummy ammunition looked alike. She also says she sent Baldwin's gun to the FBI intact for testing, but when she got it back, its condition had changed.
And Post Malone already has a hit on his hands with Blake Shelton with Pour Me a Drink, and now his biggest competition might be from himself, and Luke Combs, too. Luke posted a teaser of his new song with Posty, and it's probably going to break some records. The song's called Guy for That, and it'll be on Posty's album F1 Trillion that comes out August 16th.
Last year was the Barbenheimer craze. Could 2024 be the year of Glicken? On Friday, November 22nd, both Gladiator 2 and Wicked hit theaters. Gladiator star Paul Mescal hopes people turn out for both because the films couldn't be more polar opposites.
The concept of them being polar opposite films coming out at around the same time, that general concept is there, sure. But the execution.
I do like the idea, though, of, like, I think if Deadpool was opening on the same weekend as, like, another, if Deadpool and Wicked was releasing, maybe.
Because we just started hearing about this whole Gladiator 2 thing, but Deadpool is something we've touched on.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's because, I mean, the first trailer for Gladiator was released this week, and it's coming out in November.
Right.
So it's not like it has a whole lot of build-up time, unlike... We've known for a few years that Deadpool 3 was coming and that Hugh Jackman was coming back as Wolverine. So
yeah, that would definitely have the potential. I agree with you in what we said last hour. I don't really see the magic here.
No, I don't.
And lastly here, very quickly, two upcoming highly anticipated series are being rebranded to HBO Originals. The Batman spinoff series, The Penguin, and the Dune prequel series, Dune Prophecy, will now air on HBO instead of strictly streaming on Max. This comes as Warner Brothers Discovery will now have all of their big-budget shows air on HBO instead of streaming only, like the upcoming Harry Potter series and more.
5:50, we'll take a break there. A look at our wacky stories and good news coming up next.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We still await the president's news conference, high stakes news conference.
Right.
I would imagine, top of the hour, maybe letting the network news get wrapped up there. I don't know why they do that, honestly. Like,
I don't know, because it was when we were discussing, I think it was when we were discussing health, business, and science, or maybe it was at the end of the sports segment. I just kind of looked up at Fox News because they have, pre-coverage of it, and I see them, aligning the American flags and testing the podium and everything. It's like, what? You're not even close to ready for Biden to come out yet.
No. earlier today, of course, there's the NATO summit that's going on in Washington, and this was a video of the president introducing the Ukraine president.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. And now I want to hand it over to...
Yeah, so...
I saw them talking about that earlier, and man, I really wish you did not stain this hour of the episode with that. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll all be listening.
I mean, of all the names, too, you said Putin. The guy that invaded Zelensky's country. I mean, it's just, it's rough,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Zelensky laughed it off, but yeah.
Okay.
And Biden would try to laugh it off on his own, like he's talking about, oh, the guy that's trying to, I've got Putin so much on the mind because we're trying to beat him, you know,
whenever
that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, whenever he makes a mistake like that, especially now, you've got to know that he's just sitting there thinking, oh, man, they're going to let me have it for that one. And he knows,
I misspeak like 1,000 times a day, and I'm not trying to say that anybody's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this, because we're asking an 81-year-old man to basically be perfect here.
For four more years.
And it's the Biden administration that is, and the campaign that is putting this out here. So I don't know, like, in their mind, I don't know what success looks like with this thing.
Because,
you know, okay, I guess if he's completely flawless and perfect in his speech, okay, but I'm not sure when the last time that's happened, so I don't know. Everything is just going to be picked apart and dissected, so we'll all watch, though. 5:56, so let's get a final check this hour of the roads and weather.
Well, luckily, it's going to be a lot quicker than the traffic updates have up until this point. We do have an accident report on Sorrento Road right at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time, but nonetheless, look out for it. Then the few major spots are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, and then Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, there shouldn't be much going on.
Hot weather will continue for the next several days. We'll have highs running between 90 and 95 degrees. Heat index values will be up in the triple digits. The weather mainly sunny, too. We'll see a little bit of cloud covering the skies at times, and there is a chance for a pop-up shower or storm, but rain chances are really on the low side, just at about 30% Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
They do have a guy... muscular guy.
A bouncer, yes.
Yeah, kind of looks like a bouncer in a suit. They're doing like the white balance stuff for the video cameras and getting their shot set up. So, I would imagine shortly after the 6 o'clock hour comes that we'll have that here. Looking quickly here at some wackier stories in the headlines today. A dealership in Connecticut. This one's painful in a lot of ways. A dealership in Connecticut is in a world of hurt after a couple of employees took a rare 2018 Chevy Camaro out for a joyride, and they totaled it. The Camaro had less than 1,000 miles on it. The owner had brought it to the dealership for some kind of service and gave explicit instructions the car was not to leave the lot. So that didn't happen. A service advisor and another employee took the car out. They floored it to nearly 90 miles an hour, lost control, and crashed it into a guardrail and totaled it. The car, appraised at $97,000. The driver was ticketed, probably fired, and the dealership is in a lot bigger trouble because, of course, the Camaro owner filed a lawsuit against them. I would imagine seeking more than $100,000, but pain and suffering.
I'll never understand the mindset behind doing something like that. I mean, because people will say, oh, well, as long as you're a good driver, not all car accidents are your fault. Well, I mean, there could be some idiot that you cannot control and they may wreck you. So it's just stupidity. It's a disease. All right. Some good news here very quickly. Two employees at the same Piggly Wiggly store in Kentucky are celebrating an unbelievable milestone. Dan Haley is the store manager and Ricky Watkins is the meat manager at the Piggly Wiggly in downtown Franklin, Kentucky. And they are both celebrating 50 years working there. Both men started when they were 16 years old in 1974.
Very cool. All right. They are getting the flags perfectly positioned and the appropriate number of wrinkles in the flags.
That's what matters.
All that. There's still a guy standing at the podium, so we're awaiting the president.
Mean mugging America.
For his high-stakes news conference, so we'll probably butt into Channel 3 here if they even take it.